Yeah, my mom was telling me how you guys were planning on going on that trip next spring.
My name is Sergeant Joe Fink.
Yeah.
I'm working the 24 hours.
I mean, I even told Dylan that you guys should bring along a Polaroid camera.
Everybody knows about, but that nobody wants to see.
Well, yeah, they're the best way to snap a quick photo and keep memories physical in your hand, you know? Actual, tangible memories. It's kind of romantic in a way, I guess, but of course, that's just me. You are a little bit more snap a photo with your phone and put away and never see it again kind of guy, so doesn't really matter. What is true? Oh yeah, because you absolutely go back and look at those photos all the time. I have never seen you once look at those pictures. Okay, true. I'm not with you all the time, but still, you're not gonna print them out. You're not gonna do anything with them. They're just gonna live in your dark and dusty phone forever. That's lame. But yeah, Dylan was even saying that he has a girlfriend now. What? Like your ex? So Dylan thought it was a good idea to date one, your ex, and two, the girl I hate? Yeah, great. Love that so much. Yeah, you guys may have broken up in a fine term, but not me and her. I have beef with her. Fuck that bitch. She's awful. I mean, I guess at that time, I was jealous. You were spending so much time with her and weren't spending any time with me. And, you know, it's something to get used to, especially because I had to go from seeing you every day of my life to what felt like hardly ever. So, yeah. Yeah, I guess I would call it jealousy. Why are you acting weird about that? What? No, I just don't understand. You've had feelings for me this entire time? Like, what do you mean? This entire time? Like, since when? Since we were kids? And you didn't think you to tell me at all? At any point? It's I thought we talked about everything together. And you're telling me this now? When after all this time I've been torturing myself to keep our friendship going. Yes, I've been torturing myself because I've had feelings for you this entire fucking time. You could have had me forever ago. I definitely did say could have had. That's not what I mean. No. I still want you. Yes, even after all this. Yes, even after all this. now we sit in silence. You don't have anything to say to me. I don't have anything to say to you, really. That's how this ends? I'm just confused. Like, you confess, and then I confess, I guess. And you don't have anything to say? Oh. Okay, so you didn't think I would reciprocate. Well, that was stupid of you. And so, let me just explain to you what one I feel to we should definitely do. Okay? One, this is really cool. This is like a huge relief to know that you feel the same. And two, you should definitely kiss me. Well, we have been waiting about, 20 or so, give or take a few years? Yeah, I definitely think you should kiss me. Whoa. That was an excellent kiss. Excellent kiss. I can't even speak right now. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm a little giggly right now. Those kisses really just, it got me a little flustered. You don't have to come closer. You don't have to come closer. Really. I'm okay. I'm just dying on the inside a little bit. Please sit down. Thank you. I don't know, this is just girlhooded dreams come true, I guess, for me. Poor way of putting it, but you know, I am gonna stick by it. I also think we should definitely take this to the other room. Yeah, because now that I've kissed you, I want to see you naked right now. And also, if you could be inside me, that would also really just do it for me, if we're being honest right now. And I'm being serious. I'm being 100% serious. Please take me to the bedroom. Do you want me to beg? Please take me to the bedroom and fuck me? Yeah, I would really like that. Thank you. Okay, bedroom. Yes. Yes, you can touch me. I'll do anything, please. Just fucking touch me, please. Oh god, I feel so good. I've always imagined what your hands would feel like. God. And it feels so good. Yeah. No, I like that. I like my nipples being pinched, please. Yeah, do it again. I'm gonna take these pants off. What? I always wear matching underwear when I'm hanging out around you. Just in case. Call it wishful thinking, I guess. Yeah. Let me just... How are you feeling? Yeah, me touch you. Yeah. God. You're already so hard. I want to make you feel good. Yeah. Let me get your pants down. Yeah, sit on the bed. Oh, God. Look at you. You're getting hard for me. This little touch of my lips, and you're already feeling really good, I'm guessing. Let's see how good I can make you feel. I can go deeper. You want me to go deeper? Say please. I don't want you to come just yet. I want you to finish inside me. Yeah. No. No, you can go and tell me later. I just really want your cock now. Bend me over this bed. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I've been ready for you. Yeah. my dreams. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck. Ugh. Yeah. Oh my god, when I single, you feel so fucking good. Can I go a little, harder, please? Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Fuck. Oh my god. Go faster. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, go. Go, okay. Yeah. Right there. Oh my god, right there. I can't really move right now. It's just, holy shit. Yeah, you can just pull it slowly. Okay, come here. Come here. You. God. We should have done that ages ago. Right? So, are we like a thing now?